go.
Did you get here to read it out?
Yeah. You know, the, such an easy thing. I was thinking of how much easier Roosevelt had it these damn parts. You know, I worked on it all morning. Got it all in, everything. Got it. I added that welfare thing. I put that in specially as an example, you know. And I think every time you stick them on welfare, the better. And also, and I also added, see, Ray didn't have in his draft, he just had the 255 billions of spending in the rest, but I added it so that it was, the commitment was for 4 years, and I said no new spending programs. That is, that would add to the budget. And also, I added that the jab at them, that their spending programs would add 100 billion to the budget. I think I've just got to continue. That isn't partisan at all. And also, with the Congress, I was very, you notice, so gentle with them. I said, you know, they, I said, they're big spenders in both parties, you know. And that's, that'll irritate the partisans, but it's true. Good. Yeah. The analogy was written by the research thing. That was Ehrlichman primarily. He has that, and I think it's a beautiful analogy. That's right. Oh, as I said, they all come for their favorite programs, and nobody looks at the whole thing. Who's read the VA? Yeah. He's the preacher. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know he is. You know, I think this, what the reason I called you is that I really think, Chuck, the radio thing is so easy for me, and I have a, most people believe, a very pleasant radio voice. It's easy, you know, I have a low, you know, it's fitted to the radio, really, that the voice is, yeah, and yet not, but that I really think that doing a half a dozen of these things, like falling off a log, and I guess you're going to get a story, and they can't say you're not discussing the issues, you know, and just pull the leg rug right out from under mine. What do you think? Yeah. Really, what do you think? No, there are all sorts of subjects I can talk about veterans, I can talk about farmers. I ought to make a farm radio speech. That's the way to handle the farmers, rather than to go out to some dust bowl and stand there and talk to a bunch of guys, you know, chewing turnip seeds. Yeah. That's right. The thing you might speak to the boys about is that let's get myself a damn good farm speech. And I'll talk about it. And I'll talk about it. And take the offensive on the grain thing. We've added this much to market share, this and that. We're going to continue to expand the markets. And the farmers of America's hope, God, they can make me a hell of a farm speech. And we'll build her up. Matter of fact, on the farm, I'm inclined to think, too, this deep thinking of Chicago, that I might just do that from Chicago, too, do a national radio broadcast from Chicago on farm. That sort of relates it to the Midwest and the rest of the country, and gives it so that it's different from the motorcade thing, you see. Yeah, I'd like, well, we've done the Labor Day one. But you could. Oh, we're planning that. We're planning one on national defense and the American spirit and all that. But I mean, why not take the gut issues and hit them? We might even do one on aid to private schools. You know what I mean? Sure, it'll turn off some, but it again reaffirms my own conviction. I think if you could have somebody write one on aid to private schools. I'll just do it. We'll announce it and so forth. And just then we preempt. Just we'll be talking about it last. Well, but they can't quarrel with radio because most of them own radio. Right. Mm-hmm. said it before here, but why not? Let's just go on. How about it's too expensive for it?
And doing it for a rally, but...
But I had this feeling as I read this today, because I did quite a bit of work on it, understand? I worked on it yesterday and today. But no pressure, because when you're not on television, you don't have to think about, God, I got to get it in my mind, and I got to look up, and all that crap, you see? Well, I had a feeling I did this one well. I mean, I did it without a blip. Well, of course, you can have a blip, it doesn't matter. But the main thing was, I think it had an easy, relaxed tone, like the press conference. Incidentally, we got in strongly. I'm holding for later the announcement of actually the scheme as to how we help the old folks on their taxes. But you got to say it twice. Now I said it in the press conference. I said it again today. And boy, that's a powerful case, isn't it? 1 million people earning $2,000 and paying $300 to $700 in property taxes. It's wrong. I didn't hear about that one. I heard the demagoguery. Well, good God, that's like Romanism rebellion. Now, some of our people really just ought to hit that. Yeah. Ku Klux Klan. How the hell are we for the Ku Klux Klan? What do? Got our faults, but we wouldn't do that, you know what I mean? And it's a guy at the fence, Chappy James. I think James, what the hell, this man.
The hell with it, B. Miller. He just goes on and he says, I resent this deeply.
You know, why not? Do you love it? No, the hell with it, do you love it? This is a damn lie, and I'm not going to get into politics, but I'm not going to allow my race to be maligned. But the guy, you know, he's going to be on the pale.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the demagoguery thing that he made, that I was a demagogue or whatever the hell? I don't know what the Christ I said, that he's a demagogue. But demagogue about, yeah, about amnesty, right? I know. All I put is one sentence, you know, one phrase, remember? I'm opposed to amnesty. And he'll suck to the bait on this $100 billion increase in taxes too. The biggest tax increase in history, that's what I said, you see. Because it will be. Big punch now, Chuck, is Monday and Tuesday on this Vietnam thing. And our great mistake will be to defend. What we have to do is to attack the hell out of him for wanting to turn the country over to the communists. That's all. And bug out. White flag. Right. 17 million people over to communists, and they had already killed a million. Have you been able to follow up at all on my thought that we ought to get some Vietnam ads ready? I mean, the theater group never did get anything, and I just hope to Christ they have. But that we've got to be ready now. That's what we need. That's going to be the issue. Held together, huh? Well, and so we're stuck then with speeches, not ads. But I don't want them to get a big issue going and then us have nothing running in return except speeches. And another thing, too, the reason, check, we didn't have an amnesty yet, they don't believe in it, you know that, our own people. The reason they didn't have an ad, don't turn the country over to the communists, they don't believe in that either. And that's our problem. We've got people in the advertising group who basically don't agree with my views. Lose the young, I know, and the Jews, I know, right? So, right.
Well, us losing young and the Jews, but we're going to get a hell of a lot of others.
Yeah, that's right. 4.5 million people that were drafted to serve, 2.5 million, the 2.75, 3/4 went to Vietnam. Now, Christ Almighty, we're going to talk about these 400 or 500, maybe a 3,000 or 4,000 at the most. That deserted and the rest and said, that's what we're concerned about. They're crazy. That's right. We can't get this though. Our own group, the whole domestic council, the whole bunch, they just don't agree with the issue. And that Bob does, of course. He's all for it. But basically, you know, the others don't. Served their country when it was a pain in the ass, and what about these jerks that run off to Canada? Oh boy, they're going to go to jail. That's right.
And got killed. Well, anyway, let's go forward on some of the. We'll be thinking of going forward on these things, but I think the farm thing.
And pick all sorts of special issues. Just run something. Even on the, as I said, on the private school thing, run a radio speech on it. Reprint, send it out. That's a good one. Why don't you sit down and think of about 4 or 5 of these, and we'll just run them. I'll run them regularly. We'll run them till they run out of their goddamn ears. About 8. Well, or more. But don't make them. See, the thing about the research shop, they're thinking that what we really ought to do is to talk in terms of the great hopes for the next 4 years, which is fine, and my vision of America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's fine. That's fine for the colonists. It doesn't make one bunch of nothing for the people. People want you to talk about substantive issues. Do you agree or not? Right. You talk about your dreams for America, that's fine. For a rally speech, it's worth a damn to the average person. That's right. The suburbanite and the people that write the columns. And we ought to have one on that. But that's all. No more. That's right. Anybody on welfare? Okay, well, let's look at the baseball game. Okay.